We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Chaf Dalid in the standard edition, Reish Tzadi Vav in the Zeligman edition. V'inei b'sefer Yesh Nochalim. In the work Yesh Nochalim, he writes the following. Remember, we're learning the laws of visiting the sick. We had learned about how we ask the person if he's deathly ill. We tell him it's a good idea to say a few words, asking God for forgiveness, confessing your sins before God, and praying that one's passing should be an atonement. And now he's concluding this chapter on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. He quotes the following. Bagautav, in the footnotes, Evi b'shem ha-Zohar parashat Pekudei. This work, Yesh Nochalim, quotes from the Zohar on parashat Pekudei. Mi shemashgiach ala choleh u'mishtadel sheyashuv b'tshuva. If a person is taking care of someone who's ill, and he strives to help the person do tshuva, hinezeu malach hamelitz tov. He's like an angel that's speaking good on behalf of the person. V'gurem lo sheinatzel mimidat hadin hakasha. By doing so, he's causing the person to be saved from exacting justice that's so difficult. V'galo mimavet ufodeu mishachat. In essence, he's saving him from real death. He's saving him from perdition. V'gurem lo achiyut, and he's causing him to have long life, if not in this world, in the world to come. Alav ne'emar, about such a person, the verse says, Ashrei maskil eldal. Praised is he who thinks about the poor. So obviously here we're talking about not he who is financially poor, but he whose health is poor, and he who gives thought to help him to do tshuva before he passes away. Ad kan, till here we have the quote. A tzaddik has to know how to appease the sick. It's not so simple. You walk in and say, hey, you look like you're dead. You better confess real fast. Talk to God a bit before you die. Not a good idea. That's not the way you're going to do it. So it takes a lot of thought how to bring it up, how to speak to someone about it. And how to speak so you encourage him. And how to comfort him. Things that will make him more comfortable with his state. One of the things you tell the person is, what you're about to do now is such a big mitzvah, you might actually live. Thanks to what you're doing now. What you're doing now is a cause for you to actually get better and live. V'im tamut, and worst case, if you die, as tiena kim kol chatotecha, think about it. You'll die free of sin. Lifnei Hashem titar, you'll be pure before God. V'yeh lecha chelek l'olam haba, you'll have a portion in the world to come. V'tizke legan eden ben hatzadikim, you'll merit the Garden of Eden, you'll be among the righteous. V'ayin sham shemarich b'inyan ha-chesed hazeh. And if you look over there in the Yesh Nochlin, in that book, he speaks at length about this kindness you could do for someone. What an act of kindness it is when a person visiting the sick can help him do tshuva. What great merits he has. I have to tell you, this is very hard. I've never done this personally. I've only done it through other people. Meaning when there were people who were sick, I've always felt there was someone else who was in a better position to do it than I. Where there was someone who was closer. I remember once a mother of a friend of mine was deathly ill. It was clear she was going to die within a few days. So I found one of the women who was close to her to talk to her about it. every time I thought there was someone else who was with a closer relationship that they should do it rather than I. But I'm telling you, this is a really tough thing. You know, if you think about it, it's difficult to get this right. So I've instructed people numerous times on how to do it, but I've never actually done this mitzvah to tell this to a person. It requires a lot of thought. How you lead into this? You have a conversation. You know, how you feeling? How are things going? Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah, I understand the doctors say that things are very serious now. But you know, people do get better from such a state. You can't give up hope. And part of not giving up hope is that we do a few mitzvos that will carry a lot of weight and help us get out of this. You know, one of the mitzvos might be to speak to God about what you've done wrong in life, what you regret, to do tshuva, to confess. You know, you lead into it in a way that's very positive. Not so simple. You know, you got to see the person and see if they have strength to talk. Sometimes just talking is going to wipe them out. So that makes it more complicated. You're not looking to kill the person. You're looking to help the person and do this mitzvah. But it takes a lot of thought to know when's the right time to bring it up and how to bring it up. You got to really invest time and thought and then slowly work your way through the conversation to see if you can get there. Yes?
What tshuva? I heard normal tshuva is good, but to do good tshuva, you're supposed to do it mitzvah chavar or something, or anavah?
Ideally.
Does that mean you're supposed, to the extent that you turn the fet into a mirror, so does that mean you're supposed to go through every fet you've ever done and convert it into a mirror through intense tshuva?
That's a good question, but not for now. Remind me, we'll get back to that. Vayen b'zohar chadash parshat lech lecha. If you look at the Zohar chadash on lech lecha, Amar Rabbi Avu, borei kamascharo shel adam ha'oseh le'acher lechzor b'tshuva. He says, take a look how much merits a person gets if he can cause others to do tshuva, and he goes at length over there. V'imi shamidu v'lo asat tzedakah v'chesed karu yadata. What happens if the guy who's on his deathbed is very affluent, and he never did enough charity like he should have? This is very hard. You have to remind him that he should really fix that. If he really could have done a lot of charity in his life and he didn't, and now he's lying on his deathbed, you got to try and get him to do that charity before he passes on. He should at least accept upon himself that if he gets better, he'll fix his ways, he'll do more charity. We find often our sages tell us that the merit of doing tzedakah saves one from death. It'll also save a person from perdition. So this is very hard. They're telling you have a guy who hasn't given charity his whole life the way he should, and now he's lying on his deathbed. You got to find the way to tell him, buddy, it's in your interest. You got to give to charity. You got to fix your ways. Not easy. You know, these halachas that we're learning now, it takes a lot of thought to get it right, but they're still important. Nonetheless, they're important. Very often it helps if the person having the conversation is impartial. You know, if you run the tzedakah fund in the city and you come and tell him this, it might rub him the wrong way. But then maybe you should get a relative to discuss it with him. It's ideal if it's a relative who would inherit him otherwise. So then it's someone who theoretically is getting a loss by having his relative give the charity. Yeah, so then what he says carries more weight. So you have to think how to do this. It's not just that simple to go ahead and have these conversations. People can get burnt for life.
Presumably you have to be absolutely sure it's the right time, yeah?
As sure as you can be. You gotta be confident enough. It's the right time and you're the right person and it's the right setting and the person has the right strength for it. Now, even though this is complicated, that doesn't absolve us from the responsibility of doing it. Very often we tell ourselves, who knows? That doesn't mean we can absolve ourselves from the responsibility. So, yeah, this is important. Now, sometimes we like telling ourselves, he knows. No, even things that we know, very often we need someone to remind us. So, yes, we have this mitzvah, and yes, we have to be very careful as to how we apply it. And that brings us to the conclusion of the laws of Bikur Cholim.